Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A Mike O'Mara Show investigative report, and I have thought about this for a long time, but I have not made it public.
Okay.
The subject today, dental floss.
You know, it's funny because we started arguing right out of the chute, even before Oscar got here.
Well, here's my point. There is a monopoly on dental floss in America. You have two primary companies.
Well,
you
it's a duopoly.
You have Glide. All right, a duopoly. Okay. Yeah, Virginia
get it right.
Commonwealth University.
Duopoly.
A duopoly. But no, there are two companies that seem to have a corner on the market. There's Reach.
Right.
And there's Glide.
What about Oral-B?
Aren't they all made by the same people?
And I thought, triopoly.
And I thought Glide was a lubricant.
Well, that's Astroglide.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Let me look it up here.
Right. Not that I need it.
No, apparently. No.
Dental floss.
How much does that cost?
I'm Googling dental floss. I'm going to see what I get, okay?
I don't even go down that aisle.
The Astroglide aisle?
The Astroglide aisle.
Is that feminine products?
Let's go to Walmart.com, okay? There's a big store. Or do you want me to go to Amazon?
I think Amazon, and please go through our website.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
The website's MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oral-B, Glide, and then Rob's favorite. You like Plackers, right?
Plackers are awesome.
Ooh.
Plackers,
was that a boo or an ooh?
Ooh.
Yeah, boy.
I don't like Plackers.
You should come to the 21st century.
Plackers are dental floss for challenged people.
Well, then call me challenged. Because I never flossed, and now I found them, and now I floss.
Are those individual picks?
Yes.
Oh, those are Plackers.
And what
yes.
happened it is, it's like a U-shaped dealy with two Kevlar strings, and they really saved my teeth. Do you know that our dentist, has called my gingiva dazzling.
I've had
gingiva?
My gingiva.
Gingivava.
Zizava.
I've had probably four or five deep gum cleaning procedures done in my life.
Really?
Simply because I haven't flossed enough.
Yeah, have you ever had those surgeries?
I floss now with a little Dentec placards.
Yeah,
and
placard.
And I don't
It's not a placard is what you would hold up.
Well, he got a placard once he started flossing.
So you use the same product that Rob uses?
Yes, and we haven't had this conversation.
Ground. All right.
My mom uses a sewing kit, though.
I'm going to go right
down. Like a needle?
She uses a needle and a thread, or she uses just the thread. Like, if you're going to, instead of sewing up a dress, she just works those chompers.
Now, Oral-B Complete has those little sticks, too, that you use. But I'm going through this right now, okay? Oral-B, Glide. These are just the products that I'm seeing that poop up here when I go on the website.
I think
Oral-B is based in Iowa.
Okay, I don't care.
Oh, what a great state.
Incidentally, Oral-B is Glide.
Oh, they make Glide.
Oral-B makes Glide.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to say Glide every time I see Oral-B, all right?
That's
so
fine.
Here are your dental flosses.
You say it like it's going to hurt me.
No, but these are your products that you have a choice of.
All right.
Glide, 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 Plackers, and I don't know who they're made by, but they're probably made by Glide.
Turn that placard.
It's Glide, product one, Glide, product two, Glide, product three, Glide, product four, Plackers, product five, Glide. And then we get to Reach.
What's your beef then?
My beef is I'd like to have some variety in dental floss because the Glide that I'm using breaks every time I use it, and I don't have dog teeth.
Now, my question for you,
and it severs every time, and it's a complete ripoff. It's a complete ripoff because I have the New York accent there. Like I had the real like Connecticut accent that I didn't even say. It's a complete ripoff.
It's wicked bad.
It's a ripoff.
Here's my tip jar.
It sucks.
Now, do you ever? I was always troubled when I would try to floss with the actual string.
Yes.
That it cuts off the circulation in your fingers.
I don't
you
care
get, like,
about that.
That big red.
I don't
chip.
Care about that because I'm a manly man. I don't care about little blood circulation
you
problems.
You are paying attention.
Yeah, you'd be caring when you stroke out.
How do you break plastic?
What?
How do you break plastic?
Okay, I get to a.
You must be violent about
it. No, I just like to get it done. I like
shards
to go.
Of teeth shooting across the room.
Carl, I'm going to go floss.
I like to breathe deep. I like to get deep in there. I like to get deep in there.
Yeah, you do.
Hey,
do. No sawing, though.
I don't. Well, you're not supposed to saw.
No, the sawing motion
you're
is
supposed
bad.
To go up and down.
Yeah,
you're
boy.
Supposed to go
yeah,
up
you are.
And down.
Yeah.
Paint the fence.
My point is, a while back,
and the ceiling.
There was a product called, it was something like Extra Strength, and it actually, it had the properties of the wax dental floss, which means it gets in there easily, but it also doesn't sever.
Rubber bandish.
It's
this, Andre the Giant's Extra Strength Dental Floss.
I don't think I'm alone here.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm alone here, that we have a conspiracy, and please, open your eyes. The dental floss company.
Open your mouth.
Listen, say, Rob, you'll track with this.
Okay.
Listen to me carefully here.
If it has to do with value, I'm all in.
You'll understand.
Okay.
All right, I take you to the hypothetical board of directors of the Glide Dental Floss Company.
Do they all have mustaches and gray hair?
They're all sitting there like the Monopoly men.
Top hats.
They're all top hats, and they have ties and tails.
And monocles.
And they're sitting there right now. And Mr. Burns is at the head of the table, right?
Excellent.
And Mr. Burns says, why our sales have stagnated? Why is the company losing money? And then Smithers is sitting over there in the corner, and Smithers says, well, it's probably because you make too good a product, sir. Exactly, Smithers.
Oh, so you're thinking,
what if we were to design a floss that broke regularly?
Like a VCR.
Why, they'd throw it out in droves. I have a thing of Glide floss up in my bathroom that I just threw away. I opened it up like 3 days ago because I break so much of this stuff. And what happens when it breaks? Well, you have too short a strand to wrap around your fingers, so you throw it in the trash. This is a conspiracy by the dental floss people.
Let me tell you this. This is why Plackers is thinking outside the box, Mike. This is why they're the young, rebellious floss company. Yeah. And Oscar will back me up. Their floss is made of Kevlar. The same material
not,
you...
You're
yes,
lying. You're not taking
no,
me seriously.
I am. It's as serious
it's
as
a
heart attack.
Close cousin of Kevlar,
and
I think.
Mike, what they do is on the little U-shaped thing, there's two strings. So in the rare instance that it breaks, you're still good.
Yeah, yeah. You can hang from a building like those Crazy Glue ads
exactly.
from like the 80s.
Put on a hard hat.
Do you think it's a better value?
I do. Yeah. I use one every day. Carrie uses them every day. I buy them by the case.
Have you thought of yarn?
Do you get Plackers Twine. Micro Mint?
No, I don't think mine have a flavor.
See, I hate those things.
I have a flavor.
Sticking a whole piece of plastic in your mouth just to floss.
It's not ridiculous. A whole piece of plastic. It's easier. It's putting less things in your mouth.
Do you
than
have
before.
These things? Is that what we're talking about here?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, those yeah.
I think
those
so.
Are.
What do you
well,
use in the morning?
You're holding up a picture the size of a dime.
I've got great eyes.
You use it
those
every day.
It. Those are it.
Those are the ones?
Those are it.
Order
yeah.
them by the case.
No, I'm not. No. I mean,
Mike, what if I brought you tomorrow
yeah.
a bag of them?
A bag of your used
no,
Plackers?
No, a brand new one. Because I buy them by the case.
What about rope?
Rope?
Yeah.
I had a floss that was, it was, I think it was something like Extra Strength. It was strong, but it was also waxed. And I used it, and it was amazing.
It
never broke.
Tied down a boat? How strong was this?
No, it never broke. My floss, it breaks all the time, and I don't have shards of teeth in there. I have wonderful, beautiful artificial teeth.
Have you ever?
Two more payments.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of GIMP?
What's GIMP?
Oh, yeah, you use it in camp.
Yeah, you can actually make a bracelet of it. Your daughters probably use it a lot when they were kids.
Mm-hmm. GIMP?
Yeah. It's like a plastic.
Oh, you're talking about the stuff they make bracelets? I'm talking about floss here.
Yeah, but
I'm
you could probably use a stronger material.
How about like a beaded chain?
How about the fact that...
Chainsaw.
How about you take me seriously when the dental floss companies are trying to rip us off and they are trying to take advantage of us and we are going like lambs to the slaughter. We're like, I went through that roll in like 7 minutes. I'm fine. Let's go get another floss.
I got it.
I don't want to put the big plastic sticks in my mouth.
What you do is you hold the money back and buy a water pick.
Oh, that would be, that's
yeah, but
that's
a water pick, you did that for years, did you not?
I never did.
You didn't do
I
the water pick?
I never had a water pick.
So you didn't do anything for your gums in those days?
I have Sonicare.
You Sonicare, but you went years without even touching floss.
Yeah, I never did.
See,
but
I'm
better now.
I'm addicted to floss. I floss in the morning and I floss at night.
You see, addiction is unhealthy, and that's probably why it's breaking.
Okay, forget it. You're not taking me.
I could never have been more serious in my life.
S&D, both of you. Start the show.
Available on demand every day.
That's not right. I meant
that's
to
not
do
right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I think you're upset. I'm going to leave my material here. We'll talk later. You've got more important things to worry about. We'll just take a stroll around, wait till lunchtime.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
You know, Jerry, I want to tell you something. Ordinarily, I wouldn't allow anybody to speak that way about Rita. But since it's you, I know you're only kidding. He's a real character.
Rupert, he's saying he wants us to go.
No, he's not saying that.
Call the station, John.
Where are you going? Yeah. Rita?
Look, yes, look, sir. There'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
I understand.
Is that clear?
Yeah, yeah, Jerry, I understand.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mr. Lightfoot.
Here you are.
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
and
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
So did Hitler.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
America's funniest home video.
Downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM, WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. And now we would like to welcome a new sponsor.
Oh, it's time for someone new.
Brand new sponsor.
Interesting. Like pretty that. Cool.
My name is Patrick Bateman, and I'd like to tell you about a brand new and completely original puzzle game from Todd Moore. The game is called Compulsive.
Do you play it every morning?
I like to play it every single morning after I do my crunches and the rest of my routine. Built by TM Soft, perfected by the TMOS listeners, and now it's available for all iOS and Android smartphones and tablets. A palette of beautiful colors needs your help to get organized. This addictive game is quick to learn, but difficult to master. Over 6 months spent in development, 100% original. The best part about it, though, it's completely free. Or completely free.
I liked it. I like both reads.
So, there's no excuse. It's time to get compulsive. Download it by searching for Compulsive in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store, or visit tmsoft.com/compulsive. It's a free download and tons of fun. Share it with your friends, and please leave a positive star review. A positive 5-star review.
Or just a positive star review. Either one is boss.
5 would be important.
Again, 5 is good.
Yeah. And please leave a positive 5-star review. Again, that's Compulsive by TM Soft. Download today. I think this game is killer.
I played it so long, I had to use Stopwatch for Old People to know how long I've been playing it.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud of Todd, a friend of mine, and a
it's
colleague.
It's a great game.
A friend of all of ours, and he really went out of his way to build something nice and smooth, and that just kills. Just kills.
It's,
absolutely kills.
It's an amazing game.
Yeah.
My name is Todd Moore. After I get up, I have a Brandy Alexander and finish the rest of my routine. I like to take care of myself because alcohol makes your face dry.
Todd, do you have a wet face?
My name is Todd Moore.
Hi, Todd.
I'm going to Dorsia with my friend Todd Allen. Paul Allen. I'm going to Dorsia. I have reservations at Dorsia.
How did you get in there, you classless bastard?
Man, when did you get such good taste? I have reservations at Dorsia.
Of course you do.
My name is Todd Moore. You know, he's purchasing advertising on our show to launch this, and we're having fun with it. But really, it is a great game, and it's called Compulsive. And I think you're going to love it. The thing that's great about it, I looked at it and I said, this is for math people. I'm not going to enjoy it, and then I started playing it, and even idiots like me can enjoy it.
Yeah, you spent a whole 6 minutes just sitting there. I was like, we can start the show.
Yeah,
now.
You know, I want to as much as I like the music, I must turn the app off because I'm playing it right now.
I will tell you that the app, as soon as you download it, you'll find that it's somewhat compulsive.
It is.
By TM Soft.
And it fits any budget.
I love that music.
It's absolutely free.
You want to hear the music again?
Yes, I do.
I know you do. You are compulsive. If nothing else, you are consistent. This is great music, Mike, if you ever wanted to floss your teeth.
This is Mike O'Mara. A programming note on the Mike O'Mara Show. On Friday's show, Officer Meg and Todd Moore are going to be live in studio. Officer Meg has several questions for Todd Moore, grilling him about his recent discovery of online dating.
I have a question, Mike.
What's that?
Will we be able to review Todd's original requirements before Meg questions him?
I think we should probably
go
over that.
I think if he could bring the original sheet, that'd be great. I know, Todd, you're pleased I brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good friends, Rob.
You might say that his desire to find a suitable spouse is somewhat compulsive. But that is the new game, and we're really excited that he's, you know, it's been about 10 months since he's debuted anything online.
Since he's done anything.
Outside of buying cars and drinking with Oscar.
So he needs us now more than ever.
Yeah. It's a great game.
And what tells me that this compulsive game is going to be an overwhelming success is because Oscar wore his Yankees t-shirt today. It should be fine.
You know, was it about a year ago that he did Tic-Tac Glow?
Yeah, Tic-Tac-Toe Glow, yes.
It came in so handy when we did road trips with the kids. Mm-hmm. If you're about to do any driving with the kids this summer, download this app and keep your kids quiet.
There's a line in there. It says, built by TMSoft, but perfected by TMOS listeners.
Right.
So he initiated and implored all these wonderful beta testers, listeners of the show, that got an early release of the game to polish it up and make it what it is today. So we got to thank them as well.
Speaking of the TMOS listeners, and this is what I lead the show with today, and it's something that I have been meaning to discuss on this program for quite some time because it is a huge issue for me.
All right.
This is a very popular issue around the nation currently. I am certainly not the first person to talk about it, but I am here to say that I have an idea that I would like to enlist the help of our listening audience and I think it's something that we need to get on board with. I have spent the last week doing a tremendous amount of highway driving in the United States on a motorcycle.
And in a rented truck.
In a rented truck, hundreds and hundreds of miles. But really, this opinion has been generated by the last month or so of driving locally here in Washington, D.C. The issue that I am really just about done with and almost, I don't want to say violently opposed to, but angrily opposed to, this texting and driving.
Oh, sure.
It is turning into the most obvious and consistent horrible driving mistake that people make. And you can tell. I'm talking about going on a major artery, say 81, 95, whatever, and suddenly you're driving along in the left lane and you see somebody going 45 miles an hour. Right. I got news for you. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some a-hole that's texting. And I'm just about over it. It is becoming ridiculous. It is becoming an amazing danger, especially when you're on a motorcycle out there. But with any car, it's lethal, and it's got to stop. I'm not talking about the fact that we see the public service announcements that are, you know, it can wait. Too gentle.
I agree.
It's too gentle. When I'm out there, and I cannot even begin to describe the number of people that I said, is that person drunk?
Right.
When I was a club DJ. I used to drive home at 3:30 in the morning from Raffles to the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel, and
What year was this?
No, I was not hammered.
What year was this?
1980-81.
And the texting really wasn't a problem then.
No, but they didn't even have cell phones.
At that hour, I tell the story about I'm on the Beltway, a four-lane sleeper slab one night, and I'm driving in back of what appeared to be a Crown Vic, one of the old Crown Victorias.
Sure.
And I saw a guy that went from the far right-hand lane all the way over to the Jersey wall, hit sparks, and went on his merry way. What my point is,
it's the first night we met.
This is when I drove home, and I became very skilled at identifying drunks on the highway.
You can see them. Yeah.
So it's very important to point out that these text messengers, they mirror the drunks on the road.
Have I not seen a study that says texting is actually worse than driving while intoxicated?
Right. It is so ridiculous, and it is the ultimate selfishness.
Oh, of course.
On a highway.
It is.
And it's crap, and it's got to stop.
Mike, it's almost like we're the same guy now at times. Now, when I'm at CrossFit in the morning, I don't think that, but when we sit here and do the show.
Someday, Oscar.
That's definitely.
Someday.
Box jumps, you and I.
Yeah.
Someday. Someday.
So this past...
So bummed about my Achilles.
This past Saturday.
Yes.
I sat down and I had a brief conversation with a friend. It was a similar conversation about texting and driving.
Right.
And sometimes when really tragic things happen in your life, you put them in the back of your mind. You try not to think about them.
You block them.
Yeah, you block them.
I block that with, you know, with people. I block that with incidents that have happened. A lot of people.
And blocked it with Monday's show.
If you recall, about a year ago, I thought it was a few years ago. I posted this on my wall, but it was
this,
a year ago around this time. I was flying back from San Diego, California, and it was early morning, if you remember. And I drove up onto what was a fatal accident. I didn't know it was fatal at the time, but I was the only, I was first on the scene on 495, the aforementioned highway, where
it would eventually close the entire beltway, but you were right first there.
I was first on the scene, and it's weird even talking about it now. When, if I would have been texting or emailing, because at that point in my life, that's what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get off a plane. I felt like I missed a bunch of things.
Sure,
and
yeah.
It's middle of the night. No big deal. And I drove up within 50 feet of a woman in the middle of the effing highway.
Standing in the road.
And she was just standing there, no shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 3-car, including a tractor trailer.
Right.
Car accident. If I would have been texting. If I would have been emailed.
You would have killed her.
I would have killed her.
Right.
Yeah.
And to this day, and regardless of what you believe, and it wouldn't happen to me, or who knows, or I'm a great driver, I don't have any points on my license, you don't control what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You absolutely can't.
Less than half of driving is what you control.
And it's harder to control your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got those two factors at play... And I know it's cheesy that you can the it can wait campaign, but if someone's making that pledge, I made that pledge. I don't make pledges or anything. I barely pledge allegiance. But I will say
he's from out of town.
Well, yeah, I am. Naturalized though. I have to believe that you have to remind yourself and the people around you that you love that it's just a matter of time when you get that wrong text,
right,
or you get that wrong email. And waiting 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and if you tell someone, I'm sorry, I was driving, I didn't look at my phone, I think you'll be surprised by the response you get.
Let me make a suggestion here, and this is something that I would like to take. I'm not sure where we would take the costs of these and the money raised from these, but
all
right. I'd like to, whatever we do, we're going to find an organization that we're going to split the money from these. I've got bumper sticker ideas.
Okay.
This is what I like. It's very simple. I don't know if it's been done before. But you tell me if it has.
Okay.
If you've heard of this,
all right.
I just did this, and I just wrote this just this second here. Text, drive, die.
Mm.
And that's as simple as it is.
Strong.
I think I'd like to get that on as many cars around our TMOS listeners as we can,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to do it as soon as we can. And I'd really like to get this out there. And you know, we're gonna sell them for a nominal fee. You know, basically
just to offset costs,
just to offset our costs, and whatever we make on top of that, we will put into some sort of fund.
You know what? A lot of people.
I'm not sure yet. I'm doing this on the fly, but I'm so fed up with
it. I think we got to work on the message. A little negative.
It's gotta
drive,
be negative.
No, he went into this saying that it can wait is too soft. So we're going the other direction.
Text, drive, die.
And you know what a lot of people I think you don't realize when you're in your car with your leather
seats. You know,
seats
maybe
your,
it should be drive, text, die.
Well just
that,
don't put
that might be a little better.
Don't put die first. We can try it in any. There's 6 different variants, I believe.
We will listen. We'll hone and refine this. We'll hone and refine. But I wanted to give you the idea.
Die, die, die.
That's right. But the thing, if you think about your car, and it's hard to think of it when you're, you know, with leather upholstery and all your plush appointments.
Right.
Your car can be a death machine, deadly as any gun, because you have 2 tons of metal flying at 60 miles an hour. It can kill anything in its path. And
right.
if you are not totally focused on controlling it, you're a very dangerous
person.
What about
this? Text the plus sign, drive equals skull and crossbones.
That might be nice.
I think that, but if you do that, drive plus text equals die. I like die.
What about
or kill?
What about the X's on the eyes as you do all the time?
That's you see to me. I would
like
laugh.
A dead cat.
I think that's funny.
How about
so
this
we
one?
Shouldn't do that.
Drive, text, Oscar.
I love it.
Is that what we're
rap bastard.
Or if we want to be more more subtle, drive plus text equals la la la.
No.
I like drive dot 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 text dot 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 die.
I like the plus and the
plus.
I do. And you know what? The reason why we can't do a skull and crossbones?
Why?
Because it's a bumper sticker and it's not going to play at a distance.
What about a sad face?
How sad though? with like it's got to be really sad.
With a bullet in the forehead.
No, no. You see, then you're going to an emoticon, and I don't like that. That softens it. No.
No, but seriously.
Yeah.
We're going to make this.
Okay, you comic. Text but seriously, folks.
Plus drive.
Equals die.
Equals die.
Yeah. Tombstone?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about maybe this? A tombstone.
That works. But yes. Then you just see die from afar away.
Yeah, they've got to be all of the same font.
I know you're angry.
Yeah, and choose
you guys are effing up my whole thing here.
No,
we've taken.
You make a different font and you make it bigger. The die part is bigger.
We're just spitballing here.
I want to get through to people.
What font are you using?
Skull and crossbones.
What?
Then we get up Johnny Depp fly down from his pirate ship.
I didn't want a skull and crossbones. What?
Or maybe it's Tonto.
What? Yeah,
I'm the new Lone Ranger.
I'm not buying that.
In the new Lone Ranger movie.
I'm not buying it.
Yes.
What is the font you're using? What is the name
Tonto,
of the font?
Tonto, don't go to town.
What is the name of the font you're using?
Impact.
Is it angry enough? Would Times Roman be angrier?
No.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Ask me that question again.
Mike, what font are you using?
Impact.
I have one more question. What font are you using?
My name is Todd Moore. When I get up in the morning, I do 6,000 crunches. Then I prepare the shower for the rest of my routine. I like to use a face wash with little or no alcohol because alcohol makes your face dry and makes you look older.
I have an idea for a bumper sticker.
Drive plus text equals skull and crossbones.
No, that's not my idea. Mine is Todd plus game equals fun.
Here I was just trying a little.
No, we're with you.
We are absolutely with you, but I think what we're doing, and Oscar's saying this, makes it hipper.
I'm just so fed up
the
with
plus
it.
And the equal makes it hip.
Yeah.
I'm so fed up with it. Well, you know what? So it's drive plus text.
It's text.
No, it's no, drive.
Drive first.
Plus you text. Drive first.
Yes.
Equals skull and crossbones
death.
Or death.
Death is stronger than die.
Okay.
Yeah. Or death. What about drive plus text equals accident.
No, that's
no,
soft.
God, you're softening it. You know why you're softening it?
Why? Because
you do text in the car.
No, I don't.
You text in the
I
car.
I took the pledge.
You said bomb on an airplane.
Bomb it a bomb bomb. Bomb it a bomb bomb bomb. Bomb a bomb bomb. Death is better than die.
Death is better than die.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. I'm doing it right now.
Oscar would like it. Drive plus text equals uh-oh. Yeah.
Till
uh-oh. Skull and crossbones. Whoopsie.
My bad.
Very scary. Scary time.
Let's see. How about
scary
this, Mike?
Time.
Drive plus text equals deductible. Right. There are no wrong answers.
Oh, no.
When you are, that
doesn't work.
No, it really does. We're just
brainstorming. No deductible. Deductible is too long a word.
Yeah.
What's another synonym for death?
Death?
Let me look real quick.
Perish?
Parish. Oh, but then people might be.
They think it's Catholic?
Yeah, maybe you're going
it's
to pray.
It's spelled different, but.
I'm parish. Trying to find the right font. Give me a moment here.
It's all right.
Hey, how about Comic Sans Serif? How about
what
Wing
about
Ding?
Veranda?
Yeah, but you know what? Not Georgia. Georgia's too friendly. No one will take you seriously.
Helvetica. Great what do you know one. About Helvetica?
Times New Roman. Great for government work.
Times New Roman. So boring.
But maybe that's what you need to get the message across.
We got
to
come out with a font that someone says, wow, that's an impactful bumper sticker.
Well, he's using
bumper
impact
sticker.
Already.
Drive plus text equals death.
Now that looks like the Munsters. That's not.
That's what I wanted to
that's
do.
That's like a Halloween theme.
Do you want
bumper
like the
sticker.
Drippy letters?
Well, no.
You can't make it cartoony.
And also, don't
but
do the
see,
thing
that,
where
that's
they're made
not,
out of
is
logs.
That, is that cartoony?
I read that, and it says drive plus text equals whoa.
Yeah, I think, okay, Mike, I think you need to stick with impact, or as you called it before on your machine, impact.
Yeah, that
impact.
Should be on the mystery machine.
Yeah, I think. Zoinks!
Impact.
Like, you don't want a text!
All right. Anyway, that's my cause of the day.
I like it. I think it's
send
good.
Your submissions to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And suggest fonts.
And suggest fonts. And, you know, drive plus text equals death?
Death.
All right, so that's what it's going to be. Drive plus text equals death. We'll get a design for it. And
white
we'll
letters
get
on black, do you think?
No, black on white.
Really?
Yeah, I think black on white. Right. Absolutely.
It'll
you want to make. You want to make.
An impact.
Here we go.
We'll take a break when we come back. Oscar's World.
Oh, good.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Wait Not. Healthy weight loss just got a lot more affordable. Now there's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. And the great thing about Weight Not is you go into the grocery store and you buy the real foods that you need.
Yes.
And you develop habits that you can use that can get you on track to your weight loss.
Mike, not just a grocery store, restaurants. Any restaurant, if you know what to eat, you can eat in a restaurant and lose weight, even a McDonald's.
Plans now.
It's true.
Plans now start as low as $5 a day, about the cost of a gym membership, and you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial. It's the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands. Read the success stories on their website, weightnot.com. It's their Facebook page, not their website. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you are made of. Okay, so we are back on the whole idea of the texting, and I got so frustrated because it's the slow driver. You know, they're so easy to tell because they slow down. People especially that aren't coordinated, they slow down immensely when they're texting.
People think that if they go slower, it's not as dangerous. In fact, it's more dangerous.
It's because somebody's going to come up on your rear end.
4 years ago, an acquaintance who was an actress in Los Angeles, driving home from the set, she was texting and driving.
Hello, Oscar.
No, Mike, it was
Anne. I want your big Bolivian.
What? It was Anne Bancroft.
Hello, Oscar. There we are. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Yeah.
She was in her Model T, and she was driving back from the set, and she ran into what was a kind of 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the highway just slowly driving.
Yep.
The impact of the 18-wheeler, the back, you know, how kind of like the loading area on the back?
The scoop or whatever.
She drove under the truck, basically.
Yeah, that's the...
Severed her left... hand right off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very scary. It's just not worth it. And I think it's too mellow. I'm really to the point now where cell phones in cars, even if somebody's talking on a cell phone, it's really become one of the most dangerous things out
Bluetooth.
There.
Do you use the Bluetooth?
I use hands-free. I'm blessed to have a car that has a Bluetooth system in it, and I'm very lucky to have that. We've all had those moments, even if you're hands-free, we've had those moments where you finish up and you are so engaged in a conversation in the automobile that you sit there and go, man, I can't believe I'm at that mile marker now. What the hell happened?
By the way, I'm too classy to make a hands-free joke about Oscar's actress story. You're not going to do it.
You're a good man.
That's right.
She was hands-free.
Because I respect her.
Yeah, she was
good.
Hands-free, baby.
I still do her.
All right, Oscar's World. It's time for Oscar's World. Play the music, please. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
It's a great record.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Oscar's World.
I really got to get into that iPad.
Uh-huh.
Delete some tunes.
Oscar's World.
Yes, Oscar's World. All right, I have a bunch of questions about you because we have not put the spotlight on you in a long time.
And will you entertain a question?
Sure, why not?
Oscar's been so cotton-picking busy with behind-the-scenes goings-on.
Well, with the website.
In this particular... building, because we are, I think it's time to let everybody know this. In the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be remodeling this studio in totality. We've got some wonderful, exciting new plans for this studio.
Including a water feature.
It's
and a stage.
Can you, for once in your life,
I'm so happy,
can you just... not mock.
Oh my God!
How is that mocking?
I almost choked.
How is that mocking?
A water feature. Who says that?
You're the one who says.
We are doing a complete, thorough, total redesign of the studio,
including shampooing the rug.
And Oscar.
I'm so happy.
It's true.
I'm just letting them know the extent we're going to.
Who shows you?
Not me.
This is your family, too, we're talking about.
I know.
Just remember that.
I know.
Okay? You're feeding your family.
I know.
Well, okay?
I know.
You got to sell sometimes.
I know.
You just can't always be cotton candy.
No, you know what it is, Mike?
It can't.
It's called the soft sell.
Okay. All right. Why don't you take that soft shell?
Sell.
Soft sell. That's a tough thing to say as far as a tongue twister.
It is, but a delicious crab.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
He is bringing his steam cleaner.
He is.
I'm bringing the Bissell.
He is Bissell.
The Bissell will be here a half hour before go time.
I've got a great new logo for Bissell.
What's that?
How about the skull and crossbones?
Johnny Depp is Tonto.
All right. So,
We're redesigning the studio. We're doing a lot of behind the scenes work here. Oscar's working very hard to have this. You've been busy, so I haven't really on the show. I haven't been doing my job to pursue what's going on in your real life.
You
want to
pick
here.
At this the outer layers of Fantana?
I have made observations.
Oh, third person Oscar.
And you can shoot this down right away.
Sure.
This is going to catch you by surprise.
Great.
But I have made observations that
yes.
It seems to me that you talk a lot about going out to different functions with Todd Moore.
Yes.
And you talk about going here, going there, going to see your dad at the same time. But I haven't heard you mention the love of your life recently.
That's right.
And I'm curious, is everything okay? How is the love life going? Because
and people should know it's not like the road leading to where we are now has been smooth.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he has a past.
He does have a past. And I don't think he was expecting me to ask this question.
No, either. My stomach hurts now. I hate this question.
I am just curious.
It's a pretty good question.
I'm just curious about how everything is going. Because I frankly thought, a short time ago, I thought that you were kind of on a lovely path to...
Well, there are highs and lows. And,
yes.
Were you going to use the M word? The matrimonial word?
I thought maybe.
Yeah.
Because there were a couple
maybe.
Of... There were some comments made, right?
I think so. I think
there were some comments made.
In
Pony,
our common
Pony's
circles.
Nodding his head over there, right?
Well, I think he's just nodding off.
Pony, you're a good friend.
I remember him saying that.
What's
I remember
that?
Him saying something along
I
used, the
That's when I asked Mike, you've been married 3 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good point.
I would say that in our circle, he'll be the next to get married. I mean, our extended circles even, of all my
Let
friends.
Let me say this.
Yes.
That I am in a very happy relationship. That nothing needs to change. No one is asking for change.
Okay.
And the reason why you haven't heard Shannon's name a lot is because, frankly, she's been super busy. I haven't been able to hang out with her.
Didn't you have a fight with her when she was in Arizona? I remember a telephone
fight. Might have had a fight.
That's him.
Might have had a fight.
I'm just,
That's
okay,
him.
Well, let me first
Last
say.
Last time I saw Shannon, she came to Carla's baby shower.
I'm very proud of my wonderful girlfriend who has just graduated and been certified from one of the most prestigious schools in America.
That's wonderful.
American University.
A yoga instructor.
That's cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
And she's really like turbo into it.
This is how much of a gem this woman is.
Okay.
My mother comes over our place every Wednesday morning at 6:30 in the morning, and she teaches my mom yoga.
Really?
Because she wants to help my mom get in better shape.
See, you ask and you find out. That, to me, is a huge tell that the mother is coming to your place to learn yoga.
She's come 3 times.
Yes.
My mom's been to my place a total of 4 in the last 3 years.
Huge.
Wow, that
Would
is
you
huge.
Not agree?
Massive.
That is
And you know what it is?
Deal.
When the family becomes involved in the relationship from an outward part.
Right.
Like, this is totally separate from him.
Yes.
That's massive.
I like Shannon a lot. I like Shannon a great deal. Mm-hmm. And,
so do I.
She is, in my opinion, she has the kind of personality that I think matches yours. It is not, as anyone
We're
knows,
opposites.
Anybody that jumps into this arena with these idiots,
you
know that you're taking on a huge responsibility. There is a reason that marriages in the business of show on any level have issues.
That's right. Eddie Fisher, Elizabeth Taylor, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks for keeping it relevant.
Sonny and Cher.
Thank you.
Was setting up the Mike O'Mara.
I'm also very proud of her because she just, while she's working full time, she just started an HTML class at the local college.
Well, now, what is that?
She's learning how to build websites as
well. Oh, okay. All right.
So,
really?
Yeah, look at her.
Wow.
Yes. Now, if she could only learn how much it takes to build a hardwood floor and what it means to keep it in good shape, because just the other day my lovely girlfriend was curling her hair and she decided to put
I heard about this,
her curling iron,
right?
Her curling what?
Her curling iron.
He
said iron
right onto
curling iron,
the hardwood floors,
right,
that were just restored,
right,
like 90-year-old hardwood floors.
So
you
now
can't just pick them up at Costco.
Now they look distressed,
right?
So I came home and I said, well, is that was a grizzly bear here? Did Bigfoot walk through the foyer?
One burn or?
Oh, just multiples.
Oh, wow.
Because as any woman knows, any man that's seen a woman curl her hair, it's up and down, up and down, up and down with that curl.
So every time she set it down, a new burn.
And that's nice. When he took her outside to the landing of his apartment and said, hey, you're at the top flight of the stairs now. Do you see any burns on that?
No.
There you go. There you go. What do you think of that?
And I went. And as
no
I was
need to restore the steps,
I was clearly upset.
Yeah.
Because I would like her to, if she's gonna curl her hair in that manner, maybe use a plate,
right? Coaster,
a man grate,
a trivet,
anything.
I'm just gonna put it down here, Oscar.
And I went to my friend.
Oh no! Oh, it's burning the floor.
All right, hey, we gotta take a break. We'll continue with this when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Oh, great.
You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content that everybody is loving. You're digging it.
Yes.
You're digging it.
Hulu saved my life. Do you know what happened when I was in Iowa?
What happened?
Paul McCartney sang 6 songs on the Colbert Report.
Right.
And I'd never watched that show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for me to see it until I dance over to Hulu Plus, and it's awesome. All there for me.
You can watch on your TV, your game console, your Blu-ray, your Apple TV, or your smartphone, or your tablet. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content, and you get it anywhere. And this is a wonderful opportunity for our listeners. Get an extended free trial and do it right now.
Hold it. When?
Right now.
Thank you.
Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MearaShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Yeah.
And thanks to the people at Hulu Plus that really were, you know, when we first came to them and we said, hey, Hulu Plus, we're really excited about this partnership, and our listeners really respond, and they said, yeah, okay, but you know, you got to prove it to them. And then our listeners really responded.
Yeah, keep at it.
And one of the things our listeners wanted was they wanted that code TMOS. So please get an extended free trial. Click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MearaShow.com, or remember, go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. We're talking about shows like Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. Community, Monday Night Raw, Modern Family. The list is endless.
Revenge.
You can get full seasons. It's really amazing stuff. And Hulu Plus lets you watch this anywhere you are.
It's the best.
It's very cool. Check out Hulu Plus and do it today. All right, to wrap up this situation with Oscar and...
That's not a situation.
She burned...
A bump in the road.
Well, the only thing I had heard you say about her, like in the last 2 months, was that she burned the floor.
Do you have any photographic evidence of this?
No, it'd be too painful to carry around.
I think it'd be nice if you brought in a photo tomorrow.
look, again, if we're doing some math, the fact that she's working hard, she's pursuing a new career, she's learning how to build websites, that's all in the plus column.
Mm-hmm. I wish you, you know, I wish you nothing but
so
that.
If you've got the scales,
right?
I mean, clearly they're tipped in the plus column.
Mm-hmm.
But the negatives also, you know, without no pun intended, burn.
Right.
And
but do you have any negatives other than the floor?
Well, she
sounds like she's really...
She's very sweet and she treats you well,
yeah, she's
right?
rocking plus points,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but you guys, again, property damage. Let's focus on that, all right? So I went to my friend Todd Moore and I said, look...
She doesn't have any burn marks on her, does she?
No, I'm not... Hello.
I'm just checking.
Not that
just
guy. Checking.
That's how he wakes her up.
I said, Todd...
Cigarettes.
You're a little older than me.
Ow!
Good morning,
That's
honey.
Right. Maybe you have straight hair today.
Good morning, dear.
You're a little older than me. How should I handle this? Because I could either kirk out and say, how could you continue
what
burning
out?
The floor, kirk
she,
out.
She made a mistake.
Bug out.
And you know what? Here's my this yes. is my rule of thumb. And I really have tried to do this as I have gotten older. Things, material possessions, you can't go bat ass over them.
You can't.
And so I didn't.
And you know stuff is going to get broken.
You
learn that with kids because you learn it with kids because your stuff is the stuff that's important to you is not important to your kids or your wife as much as it's important to you.
Never
so
will
you
be.
Have to deal with
I
just like it
understand.
Goes the other way too.
And ask and you answer this question. If I went down the right road when this is how I handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my friend Todd, I said, how would you handle this? And then we talked about it over a couple drinks and alcoholic drinks.
This is shocking to me.
And
I didn't know you had
said,
an alcoholic relationship. Because
usually the way I would handle it is I would call the handyman, come fix it, and that's it, right?
Right. Right.
I would actually take care of the problem because that's mm-hmm. who I am.
You're that guy.
But Todd said, I have to empower her. And I said, what do you mean by empower? And he said, well, you should give her the number to the handyman, and she should call, and she should pay for the repairs.
All I know is I brought up this sound effect. I don't know what it says.
It's Oscar's first anniversary.
No, come on.
I think that's a misstep.
Yeah, so I went to her. I said, look, I usually handle this and take care of these problems, but I'm going to empower you today. I told her that. And I said, I'm going to empower you.
You know how old this floor is, damn it. All right. No, I'm sorry.
And I gave her the phone number to the handyman.
Now, that is, to me, more than reasonable.
Yes.
The fact that it came from the man who doesn't know women at all, Todd Moore.
Yes.
That freaks me out. We're going to certainly grill Todd Moore on Friday when he comes in with Officer Meg.
Yes.
That, to me, if you have ever listened to a show, listen to that show on Friday, because we're going to have Officer Meg and Todd Moore sitting here. But Todd gave you the advice, but I actually think this is... This is Todd Moore. I'd like to talk to you about compulsive.
What about people that compulsively put their curling iron on the floor, Todd?
No, but the fact that Todd Moore suggested that you have her call the people to repair it, I think that's great, because really, that's how I play it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and
I play
said,
it now.
And you're going to spend your own shekels on this, because Daddy Warbucks isn't paying for the damage.
But let me ask you this.
Did you say it like that?
Yeah. Do you think you would have been more of a hero?
I said it in a joking way,
right?
But I didn't say kidding.
It didn't go over that well,
no,
I'm
it
sure.
wasn't received that way. How do you think it would have been received if you had said, well, this is unfortunate, but I will take care of it?
I've done that too much
too
in
much?
My life. And I've been burned too many times. Again,
not as
no
bad
pun
as the
intended.
Floor.
So did she call the repair company
she
and
did,
they fix
she
it?
She did. The one misstep, and for you junior broadcasters out there that are listening, never tell a woman that you're going to empower her. It really does not work out that way. If you have a private conversation with your friends, you can kind of do that without telling
and
them
also,
that. You,
well, the empower word, that's an Oprah-created word.
Did
and
you say
you
that to her?
I said...
This is going to empower you?
Because you know what she hears when you say that?
That she's not powerful.
No, she hears is when you say, I'm going to empower you, you say, you're going to do this instead of me.
In hindsight, I know that now.
Okay.
Because I did say that.
Should have
brought
this
up. I walked in the
up.
Door. Yeah. I saw what Freddy Krueger had done to the floor.
Well, that seems harsh.
How bad was it?
It was bad.
Really?
And it's right in the kind of in the foyer of our place.
Okay, so it's
so
a bad
So you see
thing.
It.
Why but is she curling her hair there?
But your problem is you talked to Todd
weird.
Moore about it, and that's why Empower came into play. Here's what you do. You say, hey, would you mind? Look, I'm not mad about that, but could you? We really should get it fixed. Yeah. Do you mind taking care of it?
And I should have said, he doesn't take checks. You know?
One thing I have.
It's in our mutual interest.
It works for the show, and it works in real life most times.
Yeah.
There are obviously times when, you know, no knowledge is power for the man, but there are other times when if you say, listen, This is really a cluster F. Yeah. Look at that. This is devaluing the value of this place. Those That's horrible, right. ugly yeah. burn marks.
Unsightly,
Mike. Can you take care of getting somebody? Even if you were to pop for the expense, mm-hmm. you say, can you just make the arrangements to get somebody out here to give us some estimates?
What if you said, this is going to be a dicey one. Imply somehow that it is her fault and you know that, but you'll split the cost with her if she shoulders the responsibility of getting it repaired.
Too late, fellas.
I know it's too late, but we're talking to the future. She's going to screw up again.
She did it all on her own?
Yeah, but again, I don't think
well,
she
you don't
it.
Think Oscar's she hair looks like that by itself.
She didn't do it with a happy face, because when I said, this is what's going to happen, I'm not upset about the floor, but I'm going to empower you.
Not a good idea.
And I gave her the handyman's number. And I said, and you will take care of this financially, and just let me know when it's all done.
The financial part is tough. I understand that, especially when you're living under the same roof. But, you know, Carl and I split a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. We still do, and we've been married for, it'll be 4 years.
Split the mortgage?
We don't split the mortgage.
Has it really been? Yeah, I guess it has.
Carl and I will be 10 years together in September, in October.
Do you split the groceries?
A decade together. Hard to believe.
Do you split the groceries?
She buys the groceries.
Oh,
and Mike
wow,
eats
when? That's a lot of groceries.
Most often she buys the groceries.
Who's paying for the baby?
The baby, the father. But
he dodged that one.
What it is with her is now I totally lost my train.
The cable bill.
You did it.
The splitting of finances.
The splitting of finances. It can be a good thing, but just extra jargon normally doesn't work. Here's a big question. This is what I wanted to ask you. When she burned the floor, did she come to you and tell you, or did you discover it?
Or did she buy a throw rug?
did she have a new rug in the foyer? That's what I would have done.
It was much like the phone call I got when she crashed the BMW.
Hello, Oscar. Oh, that's wrong. I can't read. That's my problem. Sorry
when
about
she
that.
Said to me, I see you. How's your day? Like a kid, like a little kid would call you and tell you. By the way, I got in a car accident.
Okay, so she told you.
Yeah, she told me about the. By the way. I burnt the floor.
And did she tell you when you were in the house or when you were away from the
house? You know what I want a woman in my life to do?
He's not answering.
This is what I want.
What
she
do
told
want?
Me while I was away from the house.
Okay.
Because I was working, Mike.
Right.
And she...
Always. You know what? That empowers him to say that.
Right.
She. I would want a woman in my life. And I mentioned this to her after. She kind of got mad about the empowerment word.
Right.
I said, I just want, when somebody brings me a problem, to actually fix it. That's what I want.
So you would love her to have said, I burned the hardwood floor. Looked horrible, but I've already taken care of it.
I've called the
handyman. Guys are coming out Tuesday. It's going to cost this much, and I'm taking care of it.
That's what I want.
I think, you know,
that's reasonable, and that's a great thing.
Mr. Santana has identified something that men love.
Yes.
You know what? For example, oh, God. No, I wasn't going to mention that.
Just say it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say this. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Under amnesty.
No.
Just do it.
All right, here it is. I don't want to be asked what I want to do for my birthday weekend. I don't want to be asked.
I'm with you.
I don't want to be asked.
I got
don't,
that. You know
I
what?
I don't want to be asked at all.
I got
if
that
you
Father's
ask me,
Day.
If it asked me, if you ask me, it's indicating you really haven't given it a hell of a lot of thought.
I got that exact
bingo,
thing.
Bingo.
I got the exact same situation on Father's Day. What do you want to do? I said, you know what? Honestly, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
Had you planned, I didn't, and now I didn't say this.
Right.
Had she planned something,
thank
I would
you.
Have gladly gone along with it.
And it's nice.
It
yeah.
is. It's
here's
nice.
What we're doing for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to make the decision.
Yeah.
Right. That's part of the gift.
I'm in so much trouble.
She gets
right
a pass
because
she's pregnant this year. Next
yes,
year, that doesn't
she does.
Fly.
She does, and she is very generous, and I love her to death. Yeah. And but that is my. You is that why I was kind of put off by it?
Probably
because I just don't. It's like, well, you know, there was a suggestion made.
Right.
And then do you want to do that? Mm-hmm. And I want to be like,
well, no, you know,
I don't
want
to be surprised, but at the same time, I want to have.
You see, you're in you a know. Gray area there because if she's got the idea and asks how you are with
you're
it.
You're right. She did do that.
Then
I'm
then
guilty.
You're in a gray. But
I'm
if,
guilty.
If it's simply what do you want to do?
No, it's not.
Then you're okay.
So,
but
so I am
and
not,
we will erase
so she,
this portion so, of the show.
So she is not
you're
guilty.
Not guilty. No. No.
She is not guilty.
But next year. She should come to you with three great options.
A, B, and C.
And you can pick A, B, and C.
Yeah. Now, can we backtrack with one thought that I had?
I thought we were off me.
No, I just have one question for you, Oscar.
He was excited about
how
that.
Many times is the floor burnt, do you think?
Yeah.
And I don't expect a photograph.
I would say,
love one,
how many blades does Freddy Krueger have on his glove?
Well, he has five because he has five fingers.
I would say 25.
25 burns?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's up, down, curl,
but,
up,
but what,
down.
This is
does
what
this
troubles
look good?
Me.
Curl, up, down.
This is what troubles me. If
so
there are
she
burn
didn't
marks,
notice the whole time she was
there
doing
would have
it.
Been, there would have been like a smell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
curling iron lacquer?
Curling irons smell anyway because
yeah,
they're
burning hair.
They're hot metal on hair.
Well, I'm not familiar with that odor.
Wait,
but
wife,
I'm shocked she didn't pick up like after 15.
Has your wife ever used a curling iron?
She has, but I guess I've never realized the smell.
Carly uses, you know, all sorts of.
Well, what I felt bad about is I know that she was just getting pretty for me.
Yes.
Because it was in the evening.
Nice.
Because I told
save.
Her.
25, really?
Probably 25.
Jesus.
Tell her she
Christ.
Could be equally pretty with only 12 burns.
Well, that's it. Has it been fixed yet?
No.
And is someone coming out to fix it?
Someone has come out.
What was the estimate?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It gave the relationship like, 8 months.
Couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Nothing
all right.
like that.
Are they going to have to sand?
They'll have to sand down a little bit. Nothing
just seems
crazy.
Like everything in this area is three zeros. No matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, but I got
no matter what, it's $1,000.
I got a guy who I speak Spanish to.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
I pay him in pesos.
Just to give you an idea.
8,000 pesos, $2 American.
A little perspective on gutter cleaning, okay?
Oh,
remember the days when kids in the neighborhood would clean gutters?
Yeah, they'd
get up there and hop on.
With a wooden ladder?
Well, you know now gutter cleaning, that doesn't exist anymore. In order to get your gutters cleaned, you have to go to a behemoth of a company.
A pro. Some, you know, they even sell it at Costco now.
I actually called a company that was, it looked like a local ad, and the company was based out of New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Really?
And I was stunned, and they gave me an estimate without even seeing the house. He said, yep, okay, what's the square footage? What's this? Okay, here's what it is, Johnny Gutter.
Was that the company?
Johnny Gutter in New Jersey.
I love
have you
it.
Ever thought of gutter helmets?
So, no. Because
aren't they cool?
I just wanted to get my gutters clean. I just wanted to get somebody up there and get. And so then I called another company. They are local, but they're also a behemoth. And they send a guy out to do an estimate.
An estimate for gutter cleaning?
Yes, it's a little silly, isn't it?
Do any of them sell dental floss?
It's ridiculous. And the guy comes out and he does the estimate and he comes in much cheaper than the people out of New Jersey,
right.
which
percentage
I'm happy
wise,
about.
Half?
And then I
like
say,
half?
I've got a gutter over here. that has separated, and it needs the screw to put, you know, that tiny little screw to put the gutters together?
You join them, yeah.
The adjoining screw for that. And it also needs to have one of the aluminum straps strapped to the side of the house, okay? Mm-hmm. Stuff, really, to be honest with you, that I could do myself,
sure.
And I now will do myself. But this was the estimate, okay? The estimate to do the two little repairs. He said, okay, here's the estimate for your gutters, but the repair work will be $90.
What?
$90.
For a bolt?
$90 for work that I would estimate, really, if you have the tool and you have the screw,
yeah,
would take less than 7 minutes.
The only time
for both repairs.
The only time involved is moving the ladder. You've got such a great hardware store up there.
Right.
And you own a ladder.
I know.
You can
do this.
Well,
no, I mean, but the gutter cleaning, I'm not going to go up to that.
Well, no, you don't expect it, but you
know,
can
this
do
is,
this.
If you want to know the size of this house, you look at the outside of this house, it's that house in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That's the house that I have.
I know. You live in the Addams Family
house. I mean,
house.
It is the Addams Family house. It's just like, you know, I would be, you know, if I was seriously, if I was planning...
Winona Ryder.
If I was
just hovering on your stairs, dancing.
If I was planning to clean the gutters myself, and Rob was down, you know, I'm Rob. Rob.
Mike.
I'm up here.
Be careful.
I don't know.
That happens. That is tragic.
Yeah.
I'm not hopping up on a ladder.
No. Well, are you going to do the repair, though?
I'm going to do the repair. Yeah. The repair is going to be easy. I'm going to take
You know what
care.
Else? There's an option we haven't explored.
What's that?
Josh, the intern.
No.
He already washes his car.
Jesus Christ, that's the most abused intern in the world.
Yeah, when that guy calls out.
Josh, I dropped a paper on the floor. Would you pick it up for me? Would you pick it up for me, please?
I've abused
Josh more than anybody.
I went to the hardware store and got you a strap.
Do you know, seriously, for all our yard sales, Josh has done the primary hauling?
Oh, we know. Yeah. We were here when that happened.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. It really is. You
He's
know?
Such a good
you
guy.
You actually stopped the show from Showtime.
Yes, I
for
know.
For like 30 minutes when you're done loading.
For lifting.
Stuff.
I know. I did. I abused him more
we
than anybody
We should get
else.
Him a coupon or something.
But I was not the only one that abused Josh.
Well, we all have.
Everybody abused Josh.
Really? I've had him move stuff before.
In a really good way, though. But Rob, you know what? Of all, and I don't do this very often. I really
oh,
don't.
Here it comes.
I do not give a man a compliment for initiative, but this man right here, this man has made more trips upstairs than almost anybody
yeah.
on this show.
Well,
this guy has hauled lots of crap up to the top.
And I'm scared of your attic.
But seriously, Rob, with this house, I describe this house as the ladder.
It is.
Is this not a ladder? This house is vertical.
For a freestanding house,
right.
It is the most vertical house ever.
It's vertical.
And some of your steps really defy explanation.
It's silly.
Like the servant steps off your kitchen.
Oh my God.
They're horrifying. They
were designed for the in the old days. Yes. You know, carry me back to old Virginia.
Yeah, it's
excuse me, Montgomery. And, would you bring Felicity her oatmeal, please? You
it
know?
Is. They
coming
are,
up the stairs, Mr. Murphy.
They are all Mr. Murphy.
Right. I mean, it's true. Judge Murphy coming up. Judge Murphy. Montgomery. I have court in the morning. That's right. Be right upstairs, Mr. Murphy.
But that is really the first staircase. It's like a funhouse steps.
It's scary.
You have to use the handrail. They almost tilt backwards.
And the house is covered with burns.
But your hair is gorgeous.
So when is your burn going to be repaired?
Sometime.
To wrap this
sometime this week. And
will you be home for it? Because, you know, that would be an excellent Vine video.
No.
Oh, it would be so great. The burns would disappear.
Do you have an estimate? Just can you write it down?
Oh, how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, how much is it going to cost?
I think this is a little high.
They're just going to buff it, right? They're going to buff it and resurface
it? They got to buff it, restain it.
They have to
and
restain
then put
it.
A clear coat
Mike,
on
it's
it.
So expensive, they're going to Warren Buffett.
That's right. They are going to restain it.
Floor mat.
Not too bad.
That's not bad.
That's
no,
not bad. That's nothing.
No.
Change
no.
back on
no,
the
No, but this is the problem. It shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen.
That's money that should be in your pocket.
Yeah, that's money that should be in her pocket. Like, she shouldn't make those mistakes.
You know
yeah,
what?
But you
when
let
you
go.
Marry her, the ring is going to be that much smaller.
That's a good call, Rob.
Hey, you know what?
I like that. I like where your head's at.
But you let it go. You let it go.
Yeah, I let it go. But I walk by it sometimes. I'm like, oh, weird. That's still there.
He'll never let it go.
And she's back now. You're both living under the same
roof.
Yeah. When's the next time you're gonna have a nice evening out with her?
You know, we have a double date on Thursday night.
Awesome.
With Zoolander and his girlfriend.
Now that's what you know what? That to me is a happy ending to this whole Oscars world
Big
segment.
Win.
There'll be some burn marks that night.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
But
on her
laugh.
Knees.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right after this. I don't care. I love
it. Get it? Rug burn?
Rug burns.
Oscar, what happened to your floors?
There you go. That's right. I've seen that on some of the porn sites.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All sorts of different things going on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
He always tries to keep my whiteboard.
News you may not need brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will help compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure and thank them for sponsoring TMO. Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Who drives a Chrysler in this studio, ladies and gentlemen?
I do.
Hey, Rob Spiewak, got news for you. Chrysler Group reversed course and agreed to a recall of 2.7 million Jeeps Tuesday.
Yes!
Giving in to the government's request in the final hours before a deadline.
Those are the masterminds that built my very quick 300.
Chrysler stated last week that it would not comply with the recall demand, arguing that the vehicles do not have a high risk of catching fire when struck from behind when someone's texting.
That's right. No, not when they're texting.
No, I added that in there.
Oscar loves my Fentley.
It continued to claim Tuesday that the vehicle's 1993 to 2004 Grand Cherokees and 2002 to 2007 Jeep Liberties are safe.
Luckily, mine's a 2009 in the safety zone. I'm fine.
You're okay.
Yes.
Its statement said it will recall the vehicles for inspection and, in some cases, will provide an upgrade to the rear structure of the vehicle to better manage crash forces in low-speed impacts.
My car never catches on fire, not even when an old man flips his car and hits it in the street.
There you go. Skeptics who have long theorized that TW Flight 800 was brought down by sinister forces will get a fresh surge of energy when a new documentary attempts to disprove that the 1996 crash was accidental.
Do you know anything
about this?
I don't. I wish you would use the word sinister in every newscast.
Sinister.
Makes it exciting.
Here's the twist. It includes six members of the large accident investigation team who publicists say will break their silence on the cause of the explosion. This is pre-9/11 stuff.
Wow.
Very, very significant. They will petition the National Transportation Safety Board to reopen its investigation some 17 years after the 747 fell in pieces into the waters off Long Island, New York. The documentary will air July 17th, the 17th anniversary of the crash.
I forgot it was a 747. It was a huge flight.
It will be on the Epix TV network. Do you know
Epix? Oh, Epix is coming on strong.
Okay, good. Well,
does DirecTV carry it?
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
I will check that out. It's like the 10th time I've heard about that network. I'd like to see it.
Wait, so what are they alleging that it was? A terrorist attack?
They don't say in this story, but
they're saying it might not have been totally accidental.
Oh, that this perhaps was some sort of, you know,
that
the only speculation I can have is that it's some sort of terrorist attack.
Yeah.
So who knows? We'll have to wait and see. A second day of digging in a Detroit field yielded no sign of the remains of former Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa.
But more concrete, right?
Yeah, they found concrete. They're undeterred, though. Authorities will resume their hunt today. They're doing it this morning, in part determined from the information provided by alleged mobster Tony Zerilli.
Really? That doesn't sound like a mobster name.
Yeah, Zerilli. Yeah. He's underground. He's under the slab.
Look under the concrete.
Get there. Zerilli's attorney, David Chasnick, said to reporters on Monday that Zerilli was told Hoffa was hit with a shovel and buried alive. Kind of sounds like Casino, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Very, very scary. It's always a very cool move when someone shaves their head to support a friend or family member with cancer who's going through chemo. You don't usually see it turn out like this. Melanie Strandberg of Spokane, Washington, is a hairstylist. Her younger sister, Marissa, has cervical cancer and is going through chemo. Mm. To show her support, Melanie shaved her head. Then last Thursday, Melanie showed up to the salon where she works at La Rive Salon and Spa at the Northern Quest Casino in Spokane.
It means the river, Mike.
And they escanned her.
Oh, my God.
For shaving her head?
Yay, rah, rah.
Oh, God.
Apparently, the management told her she had to wear a wig since a bald hairstylist might, quote, make guests uncomfortable. I'd love to see the person that did
this. Wrong with people.
That's so stupid.
And that she would have trouble making any sales. Melanie filed harassment and discrimination claims against the salon. The owners of the casino, same guy that told us we're awful.
I was going to say.
They say they're conducting an investigation into what happened, and they say Melanie can come back to her job if she wants. So isn't that nice they've made that determination?
You know, there is actually one other comment from the casino owner. He said, heap 'em big mistake.
It is really, it does, it totally sucks.
I can't even wrap my head around it.
Here we go. I love this story. This is hard to believe considering your average American loves cheeseburgers and hates books, but there are actually
great lead, Mike.
More libraries in the U.S. than McDonald's.
Oh.
I think this gives us hope.
You know what? I would have bet the farm against that. Is it more libraries than McDonald's?
Don't homeless people just hang out in libraries?
I'm not sure now.
Homeless people hang out in the Manassas McDonald's.
You know, on the trip, I went by a couple of libraries.
They're homeless shelters.
And I went by one, and my hometown has the Gideon Wells Library that is one of the most beautiful libraries you'll ever see. And I'm amazed that people still use them.
Does it count libraries and schools?
I think if you say libraries.
Library.
I'm not sure.
Because if it counts libraries and schools, then I can see it happening. But I don't think so,
Rob, because it says there are about 17,000 public libraries in this country.
That answers it.
Compared to 14,000 McDonald's and 11,000 Starbucks.
Anytime I've been in a library, mm-hmm. it's always like
biblioteca.
A bunch of homeless people surfing the web.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that...
All due respect, it's a nice place to hang out in the AC, I imagine.
I think it might be where you go for free internet now.
Yeah.
That's a bit, you know, but more than Starbucks and also more than McDonald's. Chalk this up to the list of excuses that you won't get out of a speeding ticket, especially when you're doing almost twice the speed limit.
Known as an O'Mara.
A few months back in Black Diamond, Alberta, Canada, police pulled over a 67-year-old man who was doing 112 miles per hour on the highway.
How old was he?
He was 67.
He should know better.
67 years old, he said. I don't understand. No, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
That's something for our old friend Buzz, who's not here anymore. The speed limit is 62. I don't know why it's 62. I think it's that metric system that they use.
Oh, kilometers.
Yeah. That's why they said it was 62.
Boo.
Here was his excuse.
Yes.
He said he had just gotten a car wash, and he was doing 112 miles per hour to try to dry his
car off.
I've done it.
I have done that. Not 112, but I hit 80 just to dry it off.
You know what else works?
It dries off if you're going 55.
Evaporation works.
Sometimes if you go through a touchless, that blower doesn't do its job. And if you don't have a rag or a nice towel, you got to go fast.
You don't. You can get the same effect. It depends on the conditions. Yeah. If it's humid like it is today, then you might have a problem with it. But I think you can get the same job done.
60-70 does it.
What I do is just donuts in the parking lot.
It reminds me.
Centrifugal force.
There's that crazy white guy.
It does
he
remind me.
He always forgets his towels.
Oh, my God. His car burst into flames.
I don't know whether this is true or not, but I heard this story, and I hope it's true.
What?
But it was the guy that apparently had been at his local watering hole, and he'd been there all night long, and he pulls out. He shouldn't have been in the car.
Sure.
Gets pulled over a block from the bar and pulls over. The cop comes up to the window and said, "Sir, have you been drinking tonight?" He said, "Yes, I have." He said, "Well, how much have you had to drink?" He said, "I've had about 100 beers."
Can I have 10 seconds to tell my favorite drunk
story? Of course.
A good friend of my Uncle George's, his dad was called Smokey.
Right.
Great guy. Mm-hmm. And he was drinking and driving because back then it was legal.
Right, of course
and,
it was.
And the cop asked him to get out and walk a line. He got out and misstepped. It was the line on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. His first step turned his ankle, rolled down an embankment into a ditch. And he looked up to the cop and said, "How am I doing?" I like that.
All right, it's time for a little something-something.
Perfect.
And I'm going to need you to kill the music at the end of the story. I'll cue you when I want you to do that because I'll be doing an impression
on
this story. In Preston, in southeast Minnesota, a mother and a son are accused of stealing $5,000 worth of frozen gopher feet.
What?
Apparently, a local gopher trapper had the feet in his freezer. 37-year-old Tina Marie Garrison and her son, 18-year-old Junior Lee Dillon.
Different name. That's odd.
Real names.
Yeah.
Broke into his house and stole the gopher feet. They were caught when they tried to turn the feet in for cash in some parts of Minnesota.
Here's the plan, Mike.
I love coming in here and literally learning something that I had no idea. Yeah. Gopher feet. Who would have thunk it?
The plan is this. We're going to first get the feet. Then we're going to turn them in in for cash.
They get a lot of money. Yeah. They tried to get reward money. Tina and Junior wanted to make about $3 per gopher foot. Both of them have been charged with receiving stolen property and theft, but they don't. Hey, come on in.
Yeah, come on.
That's terrific. You know, yeah, go ahead and grab that. Yeah, yeah. Hit that a little harder while I'm recording a show. Did somebody put the sign up, for Christ's sake?
They're here for the audio vault, Mike.
My God just almighty. Anyway, they deny they stole the feet and say that they're their own gopher feet.
Mm.
But I should tell you, to kill, you must know your enemy. And in this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit. Ever. In order to conquer the animal, I have to learn to think like an animal, and whenever possible, to look like one. I gotta get inside this guy's pelt and crawl around for a few days. That's it. We gotta get out of here. That's news.
Go for feet, Mike.
That was just a little Carl Spackler.
Love it.
The Caddyshack fans. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault right after this, everybody. Now everybody's left the studio. I'm kind of curious about that.
So glad you're here with me.
Nice to see you, Rob.
You know, you look really nice today. Oh, never mind. Cheese it. It's Oscar.
How have you been?
what happened?
So you want to go to a baseball game? We'll find out in a minute. And okay. you don't want to break the bank? You need to go to scorebig.com. You can save up to 60% on great seats. That is 60%. Every ticket at scorebig.com is below box office prices, and there are never any fees ever. Every major league team is available, and ScoreBig also has tickets to great concerts, family events like Disney on Ice,
Fantastic.
And NFL tickets are available right now. Right now.
Okay.
Here is an exclusive offer for TMOS listeners. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter our code TMOS, and ScoreBig will take an additional $15 off your first purchase. So you want to use them for the first time? Get the $15 discount.
Right.
Great seats below box office and $15 off with your TMOS code. ScoreBig.com, the smart way to have fun, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is June 19th, 2013.
Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts.
Great
Mike.
Green gobs of grimy, greasy gopher guts.
Now, do you remember? Oh, yeah. Where were you?
Yeah. Amazon is a great place to shop. Our office / studio chairs are here.
Wow.
All of them?
Yes.
Wow. You ordered them like 10 hours
yesterday.
Ago. Yesterday.
Yeah. That's why he banged on the door so much. Yeah. Didn't want to leave them out on the porch.
Do you remember when we were in New York City?
Yes, I do.
And we decided, why does Todd talk like Scott Shannon?
They sound exactly the same, like they've been in the same studio for too many years.
This is why I bring this tape up. We've talked about Scott Thorson a lot lately.
Yes.
Liberace's lover. And when I play this tape of Scott Thorson, if I told you it was Liberace or some guy trying to be like Liberace,
okay,
you would agree. The content of the tape is also pretty good.
Is this about the Michael Jackson
thing? Yeah, that he was Michael Jackson's lover as well. Right. Mm-hmm. But does this not sound like someone trying to sound like Liberace?
It was a sexual relationship. It was a loving relationship. He was my best friend back then because I was going through a lot of trauma with Liberace. He knew it. He also knew that I was on drugs. He was very against drugs back then, Michael.
Oh.
I passed 2 lie detector tests. They offered Michael a lie detector test. And Michael refused.
All right, let me stop you there.
It has a lot to do with the fake teeth.
Do you think that's why Liberace sounded that way a little bit?
But he's still using the same tone
and the lisp.
Yeah, it's
very strange.
Pretty wacky, man.
Of course, the Jackson family are denying it. They came out. They backed off. Their attorneys came out. They backed off. I took 2 lie detector tests and I passed.
It's wonderful.
What's he alleging?
He's alleging that he was Michael Jackson's lover.
Oh my God.
Yeah, very, very creepy. He's just a pure disturbed guy. He really is.
But I really appreciate the fact that the Bunny Ranch is taking care of it.
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis.
Way to go, Dennis Hoff.
He was right there for him.
Right.
You know, I don't think anyone would be pleased if their daughter got into pornography.
No.
No.
No. But are you familiar with a porn star named Stoya?
Cute
girl.
Blonde hair?
No, dark hair.
You surf more than anybody else. So, you know.
Let me peruse.
Interesting, Rob. Whenever you bring up
Stoya, I didn't know her.
Just to make sure.
By name. I had to Google her this morning.
I think she's Teddy KGB's daughter.
Stoya. She says her father is upset with her being in porn, but not for the reason you might think.
Oh, yeah.
Dad is purely just angry that I've ruined porn for him because I couldn't just, like, go do a few scenes. I had to sign with a big company. He says, like, if he goes to, like, RedTube or something, there's, like, always, like, an ad of my fleshlight that he inevitably runs into.
I really hope to go the rest of my life without ever going to my daughter and saying, you know, I was surfing RedTube today.
She's a brunette, right?
Yeah, and she's cute.
Stoya.
Yeah.
She's,
she, you know what? She doesn't look like she's ruined yet.
She's international as well. You should know that.
Oh, well.
That's our Wikipedia page.
I got a weird website here. That it's like Stoya TM.
That's her Tumblr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just pictures right. Right?
Yeah, very, very interesting.
Have you heard about the
Wow.
Mike, have you heard the audio of you that was captured in the airport?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm sorry. It's just a drunk airline passenger.
Oh, this is great audio.
Yelling at the pilot, and the pilot gives it right back to him. So let's go live to the...
Now, hold on. Before you play this, when you hear this tape, I would like our listeners to tell me if you think this pilot should have behaved like this with a drunken passenger. He's inciting the drunk, and
a little
that is a little bit, a lot. He's challenging the guy really to fight.
Well, but the guy challenged him first.
But at the same time, Rob,
he is a professional. I agree. I can see both sides.
If you're trying to defuse a situation, you don't want to. You don't want to challenge
kid gloves
a drunk guy. Yeah, and I just think it's wrong.
Let's go live to the Portland International Jetport. Here's Mike O'Mara.
It was supposed to go out 4:30. That's how.
Did you hear him drink a punch in the face?
You
ain't getting on an airplane tonight.
You. Too bad TSA's here, because I'll punch your life.
No, you wouldn't.
The I wouldn't. I'll step outside anytime you want to.
You don't have to step outside. I'm standing right here.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you hear the punch.
Oh, it's genuine. It's a long tape too. It comes at him. But anyway, you know, I think
the pilot does. You don't go up and challenge a drunk.
You can't escalate the situation.
A bouncer in
a
bar,
professional, yeah.
A bouncer in a bar knows not to do that. A pilot shouldn't do that.
Last thing I pulled before I left for here today, Mike. He was booked on Letterman last night.
Don Rickles.
And poor Don Rickles can barely walk.
Right.
Because when he comes out, it's the only time on the Letterman show when they'll show tight shots of the band. Tight shots of the audience clapping because
right.
They don't want to show him staggering. But
aww.
Once he gets to the seat,
yep.
He's every bit as funny as ever, and
right.
Dave knows how to play him. He asked him what it was like when he was hanging out with Frank Sinatra.
I feel bad for him because Don Rickles looks like he might be in a little bit of pain. And
yeah, I agree.
That's a drag.
But God, you know what? And you can probably find it online. Mm-hmm. He turns in a great, great segment last night. Here he is talking about he's the only guy that had the balls to stand up to Sinatra.
So anyway, so every time we would go anyplace, we'd sit down at the table, and nobody could do it. And Frank would be sitting next to me, and I'd say, I'd be talking to the ladies, say, you know, girls, I want to say, and Frank say, you know, I said, Frank, can't you see I'm talking?
Mm.
And he would go, what? I'm talking, Frank. And he would go, oh, I'm sorry. And everybody around wet their pants. They couldn't believe I had the macaroons to say this to them, you know?
Macaroons.
And I did, and when I came home, my cousin was on a hook in the living room.
No.
He's been doing that joke for 25 years.
But it's still so good.
45 years.
His first thing he said when he came out is,
when I came home, my cousin was on a hook in the living room.
He sits
That's
down
funny.
And he says, Dave, I have a question. What did Paul do to get on the marquee?
That is hilarious.
It was great. He did two really great segments. I advise
I'll
you
have
take
to go
a
back
look.
And take a peek at it.
Do you remember the double rainbow guy? The guy that said,
oh, I hate this guy so
double
much.
Double rainbow.
You're going to hate him even more because
I hate him so much.
He taped himself watching the wildfire.
Of
in,
course he did.
In, where
and
is
he's,
it?
And
Bear
he's really
Mountain,
excited, isn't
and
he?
And he submitted it to CNN, but the fault lies with CNN. Because they aired it.
That thing is, wow, oh my God. Oh my God, that's so big. Whoa, oh my God. Oh my God.
Why is
this
guy?
This is why our bumper sticker will never work. Because there'll always be guys that will, like that, driving on the roads. This is why.
I can't stand it.
What's the sure sign of summer, Mike?
What's
How do you know when summer's here?
The temperature goes above 95 degrees here in Washington, D.C.
Wrong. Summer officially begins when David Letterman tells this joke. And this is how we close today's Audio Vault.
It feels a little muggy in here. It's starting to get humid. And you can tell already that it's summer. And here's one of those. Only in New York is a sure sign of summer. I was walking on my lunch hour through Central Park.
No, you weren't.
My hand to God,
no,
this
weren't.
Is a true story.
You're lying.
It's so hot and sunny outside, I saw a squirrel rubbing sunblock on his nuts.
And that is your Magic Audio Ball.
That is the traditional summertime joke by David Letterman.
And I got to give him credit. He had a guy come out with a lab jacket and carbon date the cue card after that.
So. Hey, we've got some time. Let me do it. Turn. Do you have that music again?
I can get to the music.
Hold on just a second.
Give me one second.
We're running out of time because I'll kill my music right now.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Our show today was brought to you by a brand new and completely original puzzle game from Todd Moore. It's called Compulsive. Hey, it's a free app from Todd Moore.
It's fun.
Compulsive by TM Soft. Download it today. TM wishes he wasn't soft.
Hey!
That's so... I'm
come
sorry,
on, maybe Meg
so.
Will ask him about
low
that.
Low blow!
Get yourself that free app. It's called Compulsive. It is a great game. I'm serious about this. 6 months spent in development, 100% original. The best part about it, though, it is completely free. It's from Todd Moore. It's a brand new game called Compulsive. Get the app today and tell us how much you love it. That's it. We got to get out of here. Oh. We'll see you again for another program tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Ciao, ciao!
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.